Citizen tips are being credited with helping the Adams County Sheriff's Office locate 3 of 5 suspects on its most wanted list. 2 are still at large. The arrests came within just 2 hours of the list's release. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are joining forces on national legislation aimed at reclassifying crawfish processors.
Congressman Clay Higgins, Troy Carter, and Cleo Fields are sponsoring the CRAW Act.
The CRAW Act is rightfully placing crawfish processing in the agricultural guest worker program, the H-2A program.
Andy Brown with the Louisiana Farm Bureau points out, unlike H-2B visas for non-agricultural workers, the H-2A program is uncapped.
Because agriculture and food security is national security. Congress long ago chose to give us a little more flexibility in that side of the program.
Brown says guest workers are needed because Americans do not find this work very appealing. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Former Mississippi State Senator Philip Moran and his son Alan were sentenced on bribery and conspiracy charges this week. The two were sentenced in Hancock County Circuit Court to 15 years in prison for bribery and 5 years for conspiracy. Both charges were ordered to run consecutively. Philip was ordered to spend 12 years in prison with the remainder of the time on post-release supervision, and Alan was ordered to spend 10 years behind bars, the rest under post-release supervision. Alan's sentence will also run consecutive to the 12-year sentence he is serving for child exploitation. Alan is a former councilman for Diamond Head. Tomorrow is when we will find out who will be advancing to the general election for U.S. Senate in Louisiana.
What was shaping up to be a Julia Letlow coronation on the GOP side is turning out to be anything but.
Lots of people are scratching their heads about this when Fleming appeared to be well behind, but now the race appears to be tightening.
ULM political science professor Pearson Cross says one thing that could benefit John Fleming is a very low turnout, and it's expected to be only about 15%.
Most of the interest of the general public in this election was over once Bill Cassidy was off the ballot.
On the Democratic side, Cross says it appears Jamie Davis has the nomination in the bag against Gary Crockett. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Mississippi River at Natchez Vidalia is at 37.80 feet and rising. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.